Welcome to A Couple of Dusty Muffins.
I'm Julie Blacklow, and with me, my fellow muffin, Penny Legate.
A Couple of Dusty Muffins is brought to you today by the Sabey Corporation, dedicated to finding happiness, the key to a good life.
We're a couple of dusty muffins.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about a phenomenon that a lot of people in our age group, my age group, late 70s, you know, you spend the first third of your life kind of getting educated. The middle third, you're sort of collecting stuff and acquiring. It's the era of acquisition and accumulating stuff. And then you realize your kids don't want your shit.
Yeah. There have been so many articles in the last, I would say, 3-4 months on some of the big news outlets about your kids don't want your stuff. Right. I mean, that's kind of the headline.
I know.
I was reading about what's going on right now. It's called the Great Wealth Transfer, which is, they say by 2030, the millennials are going to inherit over $68 trillion from baby boomer parents. $68 trillion, the largest.
Oh, they'll take the money, for Christ's sake. They'll the money.
Absolutely.
But we're talking about stuff.
Yeah, there's always going to be this transfer of goods and wealth and trusts and, you know, savings, whatever. But along with that, as we baby boomers are aging out and we're moving into smaller places or care homes or wherever we're dying or whatever is happening.
The nursing home will not let me bring my 2 sets of china that I never use, but go ahead.
Yes, exactly. So our parents, post-World War, you know, everything was pretty Spartan after the Dust Bowl and Depression and then the war. So when people were accumulating all this stuff, it was kind of a sign of status to have a china set or silver, all this crystal. When I got married, the first time back in the early 80s, you know, my wedding gifts were big crystal bowls and vases, and you know, you picked out your silverware and your plates and all that stuff. And you know, I long since that's all gone away because you know, I don't want to associate the memories with that relationship anymore. But like you said, I've been to your house. How many sets of china do you have in your house?
Well, 1-2 full sets of china. And then I have my grandmother, when she left Ukraine in the early 1900s, she brought a set of hand-painted china in a wooden box along with 4 babies, but she wasn't leaving her china behind for the czar soldiers to get. So I have 6 of those place settings. Nobody wants it. This breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to
not even Jeremy.
Oh, God. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Okay. I have a gay son who's in his 40s who has impeccable gay taste. In other words, everything's very streamlined. Everything's simple but elegant. And so he wants nothing except 2 things that I have. The samovar. Oh, she also brought over a brass samovar from Ukraine.
What is a samovar?
And I have that in my house.
What is that? What is a samovar?
They used to make tea with it.
Okay.
It's an old,
kind of thing.
It's a big, it looks like a giant samovar. That's what it is. So you used to make tea in it. He wants that. It's a beautiful thing. It's not that big. It's about 1.5 feet tall. And then my mother, before she passed, finished knitting this gorgeous Afghan from Irish white wool. So he wants those 2 things. You know, the other day, my partner's daughters were here. I said, look, I've got these great soup bowls. And they just looked at me like I was from another planet, which I guess I am to them. But she said, we have no room for that. We don't want those.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you, you know, clothes you can give away, but the stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do with this shit?
I mean, well, if your kids don't want it, you know, the millennials don't really want stuff as much anymore as they want experiences and adventures. So that's how they spend their money, is not accumulating things. And they're also, a lot of them can't afford houses yet. So they don't have room. They have small apartments or they're moving around a lot. So it's a totally different generation in how they live. They move faster. They're less attached to a home and a place until they probably get older. But in the meantime, we croak and they, you know, they're still waiting to
No, I'm getting rid of stuff. I'm getting rid of it now. So he doesn't have to, my son doesn't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I'm packing up boxes, taking it to a Goodwill, Salvation
Army. Goodwill. Goodwill had a 20% increase in goods in the last year or so.
Maybe they won't take it either.
No, I don't think they get picky now.
Oh, my God. Well, this is, I don't know what to do. So anyone out there, if you're listening, you would like a beautiful set of Orfors china,
email us.
Or I have some Limoges china from my wedding. Gorgeous white embossed china. It's yours for the asking.
There you go.
So you can reach us on email. I hope somebody wants it. I'd hate to just see it
go to a landfill.
We can't take it with us, can we?
No, so, we can't. And the other thing I think I'm learning is that things that I've inherited from my parents are, you know, I don't have much, you know, like furniture or any of that stuff, but little mirrors that my mom maybe got for me or a stuffed animal or stuff, I have a hard time parting with those things because I feel like it's an affront to her and her love for me. And she chose this gift for me. So sometimes it's really hard to let it go because it feels like I'm doing something really negative towards her. Does that make sense?
That's crazy.
It is?
Yeah, you're crazy.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you've attached something to it, a thing that has nothing to do with your mother's love for you or your love for her.
I know, so I
know. You're crazy. I don't know what else to say. We are the generation that became more attached to things and that meant something. But I understand if your mother gave it to you, it has a different kind of meaning. I have a little sewing kit from my mother, mm-hmm. you know, when I was kids, but it has to go. I also got rid of thousands of photographs.
That
was my project a couple of years ago. During COVID, I made albums, black leather photo albums.
Yeah.
And I put together, what do you call it? What do you call those? Scrapbook. Oh my God, I'm getting old.
You know, the nice thing is about having a book that you can look at with pictures in it is you look at it. Are you going to go back 20 years, pull up pictures on your phone to show?
No.
They're never going to look at them again.
I agree. So
do is fill up your hard drives and then they go sit and gather dust somewhere.
I picked out the best of the best and made 4 different leather, beautiful leather photograph books and 5 scrapbooks for him from the time when he was a baby and kindergarten art and some of my stuff, my college graduate, you know, degree. I just put together these scrapbooks and threw out thousands of stuff, of things. Yep.
I've heard that antique stores are really hurting right now because nobody wants old stuff anymore.
Oh,
nobody wants old roll-top desks and old etagères and cupboards and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I know that everybody wants clean, like your son, you know, more modern, not junky.
I'm going to get rid of it because it's my stuff. So I don't want to make him feel bad, like you're feeling bad about your mother's stuff. I don't want him to
feel like he has to keep it.
Yeah. So I'm cleaning out not just clothes and shoes. And I mean, let's face it, my idea of dressing up is putting on a pair of black slacks instead of sweatpants. That's about it for me anymore.
I know.
I don't go anywhere I have to dress up. I hate it. You know, when you have to look good for 40 years and be on TV, you're sort of done with that shit. Yeah. So yeah, it's time to clean it out.
All right. So if anybody's interested in cool China, it's a couple of dusty muffins at gmail.com.
Yes.
Say, I want dibs. Maybe we should put a picture of your picture.
Oh, I will. When we post this, I'll put a picture of the China.
Yeah. So you can check it out.
Fabulous soup bowls.
It'll be interesting to see if you get even one taker. And I wonder if anybody wants on me my little, you've seen my room here, my office. It's full of little tchotchkes everywhere, little cases.
I know. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
Anyway,
hope you're not being inundated and overwhelmed by your own stuff.
Yep.
But if you have any ideas of what we can do with it, please be in touch because our kids sure as hell
don't want our stuff.
What are we going to do? Clutter. Yeah.
Well, declutter, de-junk.
De-junking. That's my new favorite word. Yeah. But it's not junk. It's just decluttering.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not clutter either. It's real. It's good stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's good stuff.
The Sabey Corporation is our sponsor for this episode of A Couple of Dusty Muffins. And we want to thank Dave Sabey for his support, making it possible for our engineer to record, edit, and publish this podcast. When we asked Mr. Sabey to define his company, he said, and we quote, we love this, "We do cool stuff with cool people."
If you really liked this episode or got a good laugh, share it with a friend. And if you'd like to consider some of Julie's fabulous china, send her an email to coupleofdustymuffins@gmail.com. That's C-O-U-P-L-A, dustymuffins@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Production Director Clem Daniels.